first ever artist's residency program at the Civic Theater is currently underway. We've spoken to two of the four artists taking part, and here's a third. Those who've walked down Baker Street may have inspired one of Zainab Muhammad's poems. Her introduction to many in Nelson was behind her typewriter as she crafted on-the-spot poetry. And now, she's going to tell us about developing a theory about listening.
Hey, my name is Zainab Muhammad, and I've been living in Nelson for 6 years on and off. And when I first showed up, I rocked up on Baker Street with my typewriter after doing a cross-Canada trip and wrote poems on the spot for people, and did that for a couple years before traveling some more. And in the meantime, I also did a bunch of spoken word performances and put on events. And the last year, I taught myself how to play music, and so now I write songs, which is really lovely.
What does having a Kootenai-based artist's residency mean to you?
I'm about to find out. You know, it's a bit foreign, to be honest, but with the world changing and not being able to perform and being quite isolated, and because that's the way I like, you know, I'm a bit of a hermit, so I like to be alone. So in these times, it's, I think the residency for me is a network of support and encouragement. I've been doing art for 8 years now and always creating something for 8 solid years. And so in this time, I've done it on my own. And I'm tired of doing it on my own. So a support network really makes a difference.
Tell me a little bit about the work that you'll be doing during your residency. I understand that you are going to be formulated a grounded theory in the art of listening. What does that mean?
A grounded theory. So a grounded theory is a theory based upon interviewing people and getting people's responses to a questionnaire that I will create in my research and process. And so once I've connected with a fair amount of people in the community, I will be able to find links and patterns that I will create a grounded theory on. That's my hope.
What are you hoping to find out about listening? What is it about that act that inspires you?
Well, I feel like whatever I'm feeling, when I'm heard and not corrected and not questioned or made to believe that I should be different, but when I'm just heard and like truly heard, it's revolutionary. And it doesn't happen often because I feel like people really want to speak. They want to be heard, but we're not listening. I don't feel like we're listening to each other really, you know, because there's just, the world's becoming more polarized and people believing and thinking different thoughts is becoming more common that we don't accept people because of that. I want to know why. I have my own theories, of course, because I think people truly do care about each other. They do care about the well-being of the world, even though, you know, the world is the way it is. I have a lot of questions, and I'm definitely going to piggyback off the people that have studied the art of listening in their own ways and find my way through and how I can relay that to the world.
And you mentioned talking to some members of the community. What kind of questions do you think that you might be asking them, or what kind of response are you looking for? How will you decide who you're speaking to?
I think I'll know when I get there. Yeah, first I have to like understand my angle, because I don't feel like I'm going to just say, hey, what do you think about listening? You know, I'm going to be asking people different kinds of questions. Like I gave someone an example the other day. You know, people want to know about the art of listening. Say the art of listening is about a smoothie. Either I can give people a smoothie and let them taste it, or I can take them to a garden and show them where to get the fruit. So that's my intention.
But what do you think the outcome of this research will look like in an artistic sense?
I would love it to be like a one-woman show, some sort of performance. It's really hard to know what I'm going to come up with, what I'm going to create, but I would really love it to be a performance, take people on a journey to show them what I've come up with in a creative way.
Have you done similar performances or one-woman shows before?
I've performed spoken word. I haven't done like a full one-woman show. I guess I have done sets, you know, even in the songs that I write, like you understand what I'm saying when you hear many of them back to back. So I guess the difference in this project would be I would just be weaving songs together. It might just be songs. It might be like a book. It might not be a one-woman show. Like I'm not attached to that, because I think this residency, the beauty of it is that it's about process which I've never really been given the opportunity to take this much time to move through a process. I've been so fixated on outcome and goals and projects and things to share with people right away. So to have a year, even if I don't come up with anything, it might be a year and then I might start creating something to share. I'm really grateful that it's not about the goal and it's about the process, which helps me slow down and just be in it and be open to the possibility because I don't know where it's going to take me. The reason why I moved into playing music was because I wanted to find a way so that people like didn't have to listen so attentively to like spoken word and they could still get the message. So with music, there's the feeling in it, you know, the emotion that even if you're not listening to the lyrics, you still get the message. Because really my project's not about like listening with our ears, like it's deeper than that, you know, there's so many ways that we listen or don't listen or that we're maybe unaware of. So it's called Two Ears, One Mouth. So we have two ears and we have one mouth, but yeah, I don't know. There has to be more ways that we listen. And so like when I sit on the street and write poems for people, it's a present. Yeah, I don't really know how it all works, to be honest. But I'm an observant person and I love to create. So I don't know how do I listen with my being, with my existence, with my, you know, my history and my lineage and my ancestors and remembering that everything is interconnected and therefore how could I not listen and how can I not be tuned into what is going on around me unless I'm distracted. So when I let go of my distractions and the clutter, I'm able to just feel or sense or drop into what's going on and that's where I create from. So yeah, maybe that's listening, maybe that's not. I guess I'll find out with my residency. I just feel really grateful for this opportunity and to be trusted and to be supported and held in this community by people that are around me and helping me in this residency and the other artists also participating in this residency. It's such an honor and I'm just so grateful.
That was poet Zainab Mohammed. She is one of four Kootenai artists who are part of the Civic Theater's first artist residency program. In her year in residency, the poet and singer-songwriter will develop a theory of listening.